Later on in school, there's evidence that boys are lagging behind girls. It becomes dramatically apparent by college age. Women have started to outnumber men in many colleges and universities. Commentator Richard Whitmire, a journalist who's been tracking this issue for several years, has some ideas about why the slide hasn't been corrected.
In the early 1990s, the alarm went out that girls were far behind boys in math and science. Moms, dads, teachers, principals, they all banded together to do something. As a result, the number of girls taking upper-level courses in math and science soared. Recent tests show them roughly tied with boys in math and science. Some school districts report girls pulling ahead. Now comes news about boys falling behind in school. It starts in preschool, where boys are far more likely than girls to get the boot. Bad behavior. The girl advantages remain obvious through high school. Just look at any honor roll. The gender imbalance is seen most clearly in colleges, which are becoming overstocked with women. Recently, I visited the University of Maine in Farmington, where two of every three students are female. I entered one room of freshman boys who couldn't be happier. And why not? They had their pick of girlfriends. Sounds amusing, but men disappearing from college campuses is a serious problem. So why is there no rally to help the boys? Those with a fondness for conspiracy theories accuse feminists of taking over the schools. But speaking as a former teacher, I can tell you that most teachers are way too overwhelmed with other stuff to worry much about ideology. Is it a lack of male role models? Elementary schools have always employed nearly all female staffs. But educators are now reporting a rapid disappearance of male middle school teachers. Is it the way teachers are trained? Teachers' colleges generally don't require courses on how boys and girls learn in different ways. Solving the mystery of why there's no rally to help the boys requires visiting the place where the rally would have to start, your local elementary school. Talk to the teachers and you may notice something odd. They are barely aware of the problem. One assistant superintendent told me he surveyed 20 elementary school teachers for his dissertation on gender differences in reading abilities. Not a single teacher acknowledged knowing about the gender gap. The principals probably know a little something about it, but they've never asked teachers to look at the boy problem, let alone fix it. That's too bad, because there's good research on how teachers can help brothers keep pace with their sisters. Boys like history books, not books about exploring emotions. And boys like a dollop of competition with their learning. There's only one force powerful enough to make schools start paying attention: parents of boys. Let's hope they start visiting their local schools to demand principals, teachers, superintendents, and college presidents make this a priority.
Richard Whitmire is an editorial writer at USA Today.